Sonoma County today. From today through Sunday, we could pick up 2 inches of rain in Santa Rosa with wind gusting to 50 miles an hour. We have a wind advisory from noon today through Saturday at 10 a.m. Overnight lows tonight and Saturday night will dip down to the low 30s. Chains are currently required on highways 50 and 80. The ridgetops of the Sierra have already recorded wind gusts of 100 miles an hour. Palisades Tahoe and Alpine Meadows are closed for today. A Monterio family narrowly avoided disaster Thursday when a large tree came crashing down on top of their van with 6 people inside. The incident took place on Freezeout Road. 3 kids and 3 adults were inside when a tree weakened by rain fell on top of the van, crushing the roof and covering those inside with broken glass. Fortunately, no one was injured. It took crews about an hour to clear the mess. After 61 days of work, the raceway repaving project at Sonoma Raceway is finally complete. This was the first full repave in 23 years. Over the course of 2 months, the track was ground down, cracks were repaired, and brand new, long-lasting asphalt was put down. The first big test of the new race surface will be on March 11th for a drive for charity. NASCAR makes its return to Sonoma in June. Uber has unveiled a new feature allowing teens to ride alone for the first time in California. Parents or guardians can now invite their teens to create a special Uber account so they can order their own food or trips. The teen has to be at least 13 years old, and this is all done with parental supervision. The safety features include live trip and delivery tracking, and the parents will receive the driver's name, vehicle information, and requested drop-off location. Before a teen can get in a car, they have to give their driver a unique PIN, and the drivers will not be able to begin the trip until they have the correct PIN number. A wildfire spreading across the Texas panhandle has now become the largest in the state's history. Authorities say the Smokehouse Creek fire grew Thursday to 1,700 square miles. The fire has merged with another blaze and is only 3% contained. It has now burned well over 1 million acres. The Sonoma County Human Services Department is hosting its first ever farm worker resource fair this Sunday in Windsor. From 1:30 to 4 p.m. at the Our Lady of Guadalupe Church's Mary Agatha Firth Center, over 40 government agencies, nonprofits, and advocacy groups will have booths and connect with attendees. And the first 200 to show up will get a free meal. 8:03 at KZST, time for another update on Sonoma County traffic with CHP officer Olivia Mirop. Hello again, Olivia. How are the wet roadways looking now?
Hi, good morning. CHP and fire on scene of a crash. That's northbound US 101, just north of Santa Rosa Avenue. The vehicles are on the right-hand shoulder, but if you are traveling through that area, please slow down and move over for the emergency vehicles. Other than that, we don't have any new incidents to report. Traffic is starting to pick up, starting northbound US 101, north of Todd Road going into downtown Santa Rosa. It's going to be a slow ride through there. State Route 12 interchange to US 101, traffic is heavy in that area. And then on the southbound side, traffic starts at about College Avenue going to about Hearn. Other than that, just remember to reduce your speeds, wear your seatbelts, the roads are wet. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Olivia Mirop on KZST.
Hi, I'm Debbie Abrams. The designers at Cocostico Home are such lifesavers. I recently took a hard look at my living room sofa and realized, wow, that sofa is not okay. It's time for something fresh. Emily to the rescue! Emily is one of the fabulous designers at Cocostico and all about enhancing our lifestyle. I want my home to reflect my taste and sensibility, and now thanks to Emily, I have an up-to-date, beautiful sofa. Cocostico has so many choices. She helped narrow down my color and fabric preferences. Their family-friendly and performance fabrics are great for busy homes. Banker Boy and I are empty nesters now, so I got something a little fancier. What a treat! Thanks, Emily. Cocostico Home. Sofas, sectionals, dining tables and chairs, accessories, and the largest lighting inventory in Sonoma County. Remember, shop today and enjoy your new look tonight. On West Steel Lane across from Cottingtown and online at cokasdiko.com.
The Sonoma County Legal Line can provide you with answers to your legal questions regarding family law from Elisa Ehrlich and her team.
My husband is leaving. And he says he's entitled to half my retirement savings. Is that true?
My wife and I are getting divorced. How do I make sure that I can keep seeing my kids?
Divorce can be emotionally devastating and legally confusing. Hi, I'm Elisa Ehrlich, certified legal specialist in family law. I have 25 years experience with child custody, divorce, support, and property division. We'll help you with the challenging issues of divorce and domestic partnership and get you through it with compassion and understanding, all while protecting your legal rights.
How do I protect myself and my kids and make sure we have enough money to live on during the separation and divorce process?
Elisa Ehrlich and her team will guide you through the challenging issues of divorce and domestic partnership with compassion and understanding, always protecting your legal rights. Real answers from the law offices of Elisa Ehrlich. Find out if you actually need a lawyer and make an informed decision. Go to SonomaCountyLegalLine.com.
From the community calendar, the Center for Volunteer and Nonprofit Leadership is looking for volunteers for the Sonoma County Human Race on May 4th in Santa Rosa. For more information, go to KZST.com. In sports, congratulations to the Maria Carrillo girls basketball team. They upset top seed Branham 52-49 to advance to the Division II regional semifinal game on Saturday. And your forecast. Today's a day with showers, possibly some thunder showers, and a sunny break here and there possible. Wind gusting to 30 miles an hour, highs in the low 50s. Tonight, showers, thunder showers are possible. Still with gusty wind, overnight lows in the 30s. More the same for tomorrow, but cooler, highs only in the 40s. Still a chance of rain on Sunday. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. There is a great story coming out of Petaluma. According to the Press Democrat, jeweler Jordan Mansky decided to create what he thought Taylor Swift would want in a wedding ring in a YouTube challenge. He then somehow lost the $23,000 ring. Frantic, he searched everywhere and put word out that it was gone. Thankfully, a good Samaritan named Ken found the ring and was able to return it safe and sound to Jordan. Well done. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
The Debbie Abrams Morning Show on KZST. All she asks is for total obedience.
Guess it's true, I'm not good, I don't understand. But I still need love, cause I'm just a man. These nights never seem to go to plan. I don't want you to leave, will you hold my hand? Oh, won't you stay with me? Cause you're all I need. This ain't no, it's not a good look and some self-control. And deep down I know this never works, but you can lay with me so it doesn't hurt. Oh, won't you stay with me? Cause you're all
listening to Sonoma County's KZST. I'm Debbie Abrams, and it is Friday, which means Heather Irwin in the studio. The queen of cuisine, Foodie Friday, is here. Good morning.
Good morning, Deb.
Well, you need more coffee. I can just tell already.
I thought I sounded really excited. That was my excited voice. Okay. Good morning, Deb!
Oh, that's perfect.
Okay, that was probably hurting people's ears, too. Sorry about that.
Possibly. So you work at the Press Democrat. You write Bite Club Eats. You eat your way through life. You do this for a living and get paid for it. What a great job.
It is, until I keel over of a heart attack.
Yeah. There you go. We hope that doesn't happen.
So do I.
Yeah, that's not good. So a lot of food items today. Lots to talk about.
It's been such a busy week. Oh, my goodness. My stomach is very full.
Are you still full?
I'm still full.
I understand you were at the opening of Shake Shack.
I was. I was not the first one in because there were some elbows being thrown. No, I'm kidding. There weren't any elbows thrown. We're Sonoma County. We're very polite. But yes, I was one of the first people in, and it is really cool, I have to say. You know, there's a lot of naysayers who are like, oh, it's overrated. Nah, nah, nah. Wrong.
Was that your first time you've tried it?
Back up. I had never been there.
Okay.
I had never been to a Shake Shack. So I was very pleasantly surprised. Now, I did say in my article that it's not going to rival our beloved In-N-Out. I'm still an In-N-Out girl.
You are.
I am. I mean, like I said, In-N-Out is a lifestyle choice. Shake Shack is a restaurant.
Oh.
And celebrities don't go to Shake Shack after the Oscars. They go to In-N-Out.
Good point.
Yes.
Good point.
But no, I really, really enjoyed it. So I pretty much ordered everything on the menu as per usual. You know, I tried to get Deb to come in, but she was like busy working.
I couldn't get down there. I really did try.
I know. I was sitting there all alone because guess who stood me up? Our friend Man Landers.
Oh, he did. Oh, no. So you were by yourself with all the burgers and fries and milkshakes.
I was. I was there with a pile of food. Man Landers got himself stuck over in Napa doing work or something. Give me a break.
His real job?
Yeah. So anyway, I'll tell you a couple of the things I had and what were some favorites. The mushroom burger, which is a fried portobello mushroom stuffed with Munster and cheddar cheese. That one I think you would really like, Deb.
That sounds incredible.
It was one of my very favorite things on the menu. The Golden State Double-Double, Golden State Double, which is supposed to be kind of the competitor to the Double-Double, I have to say I didn't like it that much. Their burgers are much more substantial than In-N-Out's, and so it was just a little much for me personally.
And I understand that one is only served in the Bay Area.
It is. Some people might really like it. If you're like a big meaty meat fan, I think you'll love it. But they also have my friend who did show up they have gluten-free options, vegan and vegetarian. But what I really fell in love with was their shakes and their custard, frozen custard. I had the frozen hot cocoa shake.
Nice.
And so custard is different from ice cream in that it includes eggs. So it's even creamier. They have a maple snickerdoodle shake and coffee and donut shake and cookie. Yeah.
Oh.
There's 22 items on their menu. Unlike In-N-Out, that's very brief. They have got 22 items. Hot dogs. I don't like hot dogs. I think they're disgusting. But they have a split top. They split them and then put them on the griddle. So they're really, really good. And then they douse them in melted cheese. So that was actually really good. And crinkle cut fries. Are you a crinkle cut girl?
I'm actually not. Okay. I like the plain or just the smooth.
Well, I like them because they give a little extra grip to all the cheese and bacon that you put on top. So I was a fan of that,
too. That's fair.
So anyway, I really enjoyed it. It'll probably be kind of a zoo for the next few weeks, but I found them to be very, very well-trained and quick, and they did a great job.
And it was busy.
Oh, yeah.
It opened Thursday. It opened yesterday, right?
It opened yesterday officially. I went on Thursday for the friends and family. I would really recommend it.
And where's
really
it located?
It is in Montgomery Village. It is, I don't know what that is.
It's on McGowan.
McGowan. You'll see the lines.
Oh, you'll see the lines.
Yeah, but okay. A lot of fun.
Give me one more thing, and then we're going to go to a song.
I don't know if I mentioned before I went to Bonchon. which is the Korean fried chicken place.
Ooh, that's new too, right?
Yeah, it is. And I know I've mentioned it before, but I actually got down there. I waited in line. They were having a little bit of trouble with opening because they fry all of the chicken to order. So there was a little bit of a wait, but they were super nice and super helpful. So I really enjoyed that too. It's the Korean fried chicken with the sweet sauce. Try it out. You're going to love it. It's in Petaluma.
Better than KFC?
Oh, yeah.
Like, no comparison?
No comparison. None at all. And Korean fried Korean donuts there.
Ooh.
Best donuts I've had in a long time.
This was all you, none of it me. You put your hands on my body and told me. You told me you were ready for the big one, for the big jump. I'd be your last love, everlasting. You told me I'm giving you up, I'm forgiving it all. You set me free. Send my love to your new lover. Treat her better. We gotta let go of all of our goals. We both know we ain't kids no more. Send my love to your new lover. Treat her better.
County's KZST. Let's get another check on the commute on this Friday morning. We'll say hello to CHP Officer Olivia Mirop in our Rohnert Park studio. How is traffic?
Hi, good morning. CHP is still on the crash northbound US 101 just north of Santa Rosa Avenue. That should be cleared up here in a few minutes. There are tow trucks on scene removing those vehicles. Other than that, we don't have any new incidents to report. Traffic is moving kind of slow. It starts northbound US 101 north of Todd Road going into downtown Santa Rosa, just your normal commute traffic. And then State Route 12 interchange to US 101 traffic is slow moving there. The roadways are still wet, so remember to buckle up and drive safely. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Olivia Mirup on KZST.
It's time to cook up a healthy chicken dinner, and your neighborhood grocery outlet invites you to stop by for this amazing deal. Stop by our fresh meat section and pick up Sanderson Farms boneless, skinless chicken breast fillets in the family pack for $1.99 a pound. That's a savings of up to 60% versus traditional grocery stores. Then cook your chicken using Star Extra Virgin Olive Oil, only $4.99 for a 500 milliliter bottle. That's a savings of up to 71%. Wow! Offers good through March 5th. Only at your local grocery outlet.
Grocery outlet, bargain market.
Now extended through March 31st. You can still save big with Redwood Credit Union's auto loan rate sale. Take advantage of a 0.75% rate discount on new, used, or refinanced auto loans from another lender. Lower rates mean affordable payments, putting you behind the wheel of the car you love. Apply online or ask for RCU financing at your dealership now through March 31st. Redwood Credit Union, for all that you love. Discount effective through 3/31/24. Rates, terms, and special offers subject to change. Discount for purchases and refinances of existing loans from another lender. Restrictions may apply.
It's here, our 15% off sale, Saturday, March 2nd and Sunday, March 3rd. Hi, it's Barry Friedman from Friedman's Home Improvement. You'll save 15% off everything in stock, in the store, and in the yard. Lumber and building materials, tools, garden and nursery, including clearance. Friedman's 15% off sale, Saturday, March 2nd and Sunday, March 3rd. There's no better time than right now to find what you need and more at Friedman's Home Improvement.
KZST.
I'm drowning in the
100.1 KZST. It is 825, 50 degrees, lots of rain on the way tomorrow, Sunday into next week, actually, as well. I'm Debbie Abrams, Heather Irwin in the studio. We are talking food and restaurants, and I want you to mention Rustic.
Yes.
And what's going on? What I mean, I love Rustic.
Do you?
Yeah. I go there pretty frequently.
I haven't been up there in a while, but it is one of the prettiest restaurants, especially when you can look over the vineyards when it's really nice in the spring and summer. It was voted one of the best celebrity-owned restaurants in the country. And so, you know, Francis Ford Coppola, who is the great movie director, that's his winery. And it's just a really fun restaurant. It's got like an Italian theme, some of his favorite dishes, just really good food. So I think it's totally right. And you can go to the winery, and there's a whole bunch of like movie memorabilia and stuff inside the winery as well. So it's like, it's an experience.
It's a cool venue. You can take out of town, you know, guests too, and they love it. Visitors love it. It's Francis
right.
Ford Coppola.
And it's such an impressive winery. I mean, it looks like a castle when you go up. So yes, that was really exciting because I don't hear about that place a whole lot anymore. So they used to do a thing called a tavola, which was so much fun. Do you remember that?
Oh yeah, we did it.
Yeah.
We've done it. Is that the Italian dinner
yeah.
on Tuesday nights?
Uh-huh. I don't think they do it anymore, but it was really a hoot.
I didn't know that was the name of it, but we did it.
A tavola. Yeah.
We
that
did
was a blast.
It. Oh, those
I
Italians.
I did it a couple of times. And then also, there's going to be a dinner called La Festa della Donna at Spinster Sisters in Santa Rosa. And that's going to be a 4-course dinner that's celebrating International Women's Day on Friday, March 8th.
Woohoo! Yay.
I know, why isn't every day Women's Day?
It should be. I mean, it is in my life.
And they're also going to be showcasing women wine producers. And then the kitchen of Spinster Sisters is run by Liza Hinman, who is also a woman and a mother.
Yay.
Yeah. So I really like Liza. She's one of the nicest chefs I know.
Ooh, so that's cool. Spinster Sisters.
And then you want one more?
I want one more.
Okay. There is going to be a sake crawl up in Healdsburg.
Oh.
So for lots of people like me who still don't know a Junmai from a Ninjo
say
sake.
What?
There's I know.
Oh,
I
those are eat, kinds of sake?
Those are kinds of sakes. I am not a master of this, although I really enjoy learning about it because it's fascinating. And when you have a good sake, it's really a revelation. It's like good wine. You know, if it's good, it's really good. So that's going to be on March 10th. 5 different places, and you get little bites as well.
Okay, is that so? The sake crawl, what does that mean?
Oh, so
you go to different places?
So you're going to go to different places. You're going to go to Sushi by Scratch, Asahi Sushi, Taste of Tea, Lo and Behold, and Maison Healdsburg, which will all have bites and sake.
Ooh.
Fun, right?
Oh, my. The sake crawl.
Yes.
I'm in. Let's
Sounds
go.
Sounds good.
Just a young gun with a quick fuse. I was uptight, want to let loose. I was dreaming of bigger things and wanna leave my old life behind. Not a yes sir, not a follower. Fit the box, fit the mold. Have a seat in the foyer. Take a number. I was lightning before the thunder.
Thunder. My classes while I was scheming for the masses. Who do you think you are? Dreaming about being a big star. They say you're basic, they say you're easy. You're always riding in the backseat. Now I'm smiling from the stage while you were clapping in the nosebleeds. Thunder, lightning and the thunder.
Thunder, feel the thunder.